Well, hello everyone and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe. I know your English will improve today. It's the beginning of a new week. Spring is near, and in places like Taipei, the hotter it is, the more bugs seem to appear out of nowhere. Now, what's the most annoying bug to you? Many people will answer, the mosquito. Yes, they come in different sizes in over 3,000 species all over the world. But today our lesson is more about mosquito repellents than the little buggers themselves. So, we'll be learning about how to keep mosquitoes away naturally. You could go out and buy repellents, or you could make your own. We'll learn about how to do that. And no matter what kind of repellent you use, there are some important things to remember. So, listen closely, let's get inside and get started.
Hi everyone, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom.
Well, Rebecca, today we're talking about mosquito repellents.
Yes.
Do you ever use mosquito repellents?
You know, I do use mosquito repellents sometimes, especially when I need it. Actually, that reminds me, A few years ago, my family was out on a hike, and there were so many mosquitoes on this path that my brother and I, we decided to have a competition. Uh-huh. We wanted to compete and see how many mosquitoes that we could kill. By the end of the hike, I had killed, I think, about 50 mosquitoes. And in addition to that, I think I had 25 mosquito bites. And no, I didn't use mosquito repellent. I learned my lesson.
Wow. You killed 50 mosquitoes on that hike.
Something like that. It was horrible. It was disgusting.
You know, I wonder if I've ever killed that many mosquitoes. Maybe I did, but I just didn't count like Rebecca. But man, that is painful, getting bitten by mosquitoes that many times.
And then you're like really, really itchy, and then you kill the mosquitoes and you have the blood and stuff on your fingers.
Yeah, exactly. Say no more, say no more. We need to get started because insect repellent is important. Here we go.
Let's do it. It's very important.
Natural mosquito repellents. Keep annoying insects away. Naturally. Warm weather is around the corner, so it's time to begin protecting yourself from disease-carrying mosquitoes. With so many products out there, though, how do you choose a safe and effective repellent? Make your own. Natural repellents are easy to make. Plus, you can choose chemical-free ingredients and control the amount of ingredients you use. Start with one of the following essential plant oils such as lemon eucalyptus, citronella, cinnamon, etc. In nature, these oils inherently repel mosquitoes, with lemon eucalyptus considered by many researchers the most effective.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 repellent 这个名词。首先我们来看它的动词 repel, R-E-P-E-L。Repel 是指排斥、抵制或者是拒绝。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 L 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ,His arrogance repelled most females. 他的高傲让许多女性都很反感。名词 repellent 在这里是指驱虫剂。例如 ,the insect repellent can only be sprayed on clothing. 这种喷雾式的驱虫剂只能够撒在衣服上面。好，继续我们看的是 inherently 这个副词。inherently 是指固有的或本质上的。例如 ,all investments are inherently risky. 所有的投资本质上都有风险。或者是 ,this article's perspective is inherently subjective.这篇文章的论点本身是客观的，它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 inherent, 意思是固有的或者是与生俱来的。例如 ,the desire to pursue happiness is inherent in human nature, 追求快乐的渴望是人性与生俱来的。
So yes, mosquitoes are very annoying, and when they bite you,They're very, very itchy, too. Well, I'm glad that we're talking about natural mosquito repellents today because it sounds like a great lesson.
Well, you know, there are many different kinds of repellents out there. You know, one that comes to mind is chemical-based repellent, the kind that you can buy in a store. Actually, Off is a very popular brand of repellent, and maybe you've seen this before. Maybe you've used this kind of repellent before. Well, I think most people find mosquitoes annoying, right? But just for fun, I have asked a couple people what they feel about mosquitoes. Let's see what they said.
So how do mosquitoes make you feel?
Oh, no. Mosquito made me crazy. 抓狂抓狂.
Oh, man. Me too, man. I feel ya. Yeah, I hate mosquitoes.
Itchy.
I actually don't feel anything about mosquitoes. I think maybe I'm too skinny, so mosquitoes never bite me. So, mosquitoes, they don't affect me.
I really hate mosquitoes. Like, I don't say hate about a lot of things, but I really hate mosquitoes.
I felt annoyed.
You mean you don't love mosquitoes?
No.
I don't either. Are you up for the SC challenge?
So as you can see, even the people in our SC challenge think that mosquitoes are annoying. Well, let's get started with the first sentence in our lesson, which reads, warm weather is around the corner, so it's time to begin protecting yourself from disease-carrying mosquitoes. Now, let's stop for just a moment and talk about this phrase, around the corner. Is this referring to, like, the corner, going around the corner, maybe to the donut shop or something?
Oh, right, you want to go get donuts. Well, no, we're not talking about the corner of a building. Here we're talking about sometime in the near future. If it's around the corner, it's going to happen soon. For example, it is March. Spring is around the corner.
Yes, you are absolutely right, and I love spring. Or maybe, if it were later in the year, we could say, maybe even December, Christmas is right around the corner.
That's right. Well, maybe your birthday is coming up soon. You could say your birthday is right around the corner. And you know what's right around the corner?
What's that?
A closer look.
Yes, it is. I think we should take a closer look at this sentence right now.
Hi there, friends. How are you all today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at this sentence. It's time to begin protecting yourself from disease-carrying mosquitoes. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, disease-carrying mosquitoes. The phrase disease-carrying describes mosquitoes. These mosquitoes carry diseases, so they are disease-carrying mosquitoes. Notice the pattern. Noun, verb, ing, subject. This is a fun way to describe a subject that is verb with ing, an object. All you have to do is change things around. You take the object and then add a hyphen plus the verb in ing form, and then you have the subject. For example, if there is a thief in a certain area that's known to snatch women's purses, we can say, beware of the purse-snatching thief. Or if a farmer has a special kind of monkey that helps him pick coconuts, we can say, the farmer has a coconut-picking monkey. And at airports, we can see special dogs that go around sniffing for drugs, so we can call them, yes, that's right, they are drug-sniffing dogs. And that's all the time we have for today. I'm Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, our lesson reads, with so many products out there, though, how do you choose a safe and effective repellent?
Wait a minute, Rebecca, out there, out where?
Well, no, Gabe, we're not talking about actually out there. We're just referring to the fact that there are so many different repellents to choose from, maybe at the grocery store, at the supermarket. So many different options.
Okay, so out there has a kind of a special meaning here. When we say there are so many things out there, that means there are so many things out in the world. So there are so many repellents that you can buy in the world. Well, how else could you use this phrase? There are so many good ideas out there. Let's try to use some of them.
Well, you know, there are so many different types of coffee out there. Sometimes My parents have a difficult time choosing which one to buy. As for me, I love tea, and I noticed that there's a lot of different types of tea out there as well.
You know what? There are lots of dangerous drivers out there, so be careful when you're on the road. There are so many ways to use this phrase. Okay, well, right now we're going to this section called Make Your Own, so you can kind of do it yourself.
Yes, you can make your own repellent. Well, here in our lesson, we read, natural repellents are easy to make. Plus, you can choose chemical-free ingredients and control the amount of ingredients you use. Now, we want to take a moment and talk about this word, free. If something is chemical-free, that just means that there are no chemicals in it.
All right, so there are other words that also use this word, free. You often see a little hyphen and then free. So, for example, if a drink is sugar-free, that means there is no sugar inside that drink. Rebecca, if you have caffeine-free coffee, what does that mean?
That just means that there's no caffeine in the coffee. And actually, usually at nighttime around 9:30, 10 o'clock, I like to drink caffeine-free tea.
Very nice. So think of different words that could be free of something, okay? Well, we see something else here. We're talking about the essential plant oils. Now, usually when I think of the word essential, I think of the word important. If something is essential, it's important. But here it means something different.
Right. Here it actually just means that this is something that's a natural part of something. For example, essential plant oils or essential is just a natural part of the plant oils.
That's right. So these oils are extracted from these certain plants listed here. We have more to learn right after this. Stupid mosquito. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We've discovered mosquitoes right here in the studio, and in order to get rid of them, we need mosquito repellents, or at least a nice mosquito racket. So far we've learned that it's possible to make repellents with certain essential plant oils, such as eucalyptus, citronella, and cinnamon. The nice thing about these is that they are chemical free. Well, just how do you make insect repellents with these ingredients? I'm glad you asked. That information is coming up next.
Natural mosquito repellents. Mix 10 to 25 drops of your essential oil with approximately 2 soup spoons of alcohol or a cooking oil such as sunflower or vegetable oil. Then, before going outside, rub the mixture into skin. Things to remember. Just because something is natural doesn't mean it is safe for your skin. Before rubbing large amounts of any plant oil into your skin, try a small drop to be sure you aren't allergic to it. Also, with natural repellents, you will need to reapply more frequently than those with chemicals. Don't let your fear of mosquitoes or chemicals keep you indoors this year.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 approximately 这个副词。 Approximately 是指大约或近乎, 例如 the cost of the treatment is approximately $3,000. 这个治疗的费用大约是3000元美金, 或者是 the meeting room measures approximately 50 meters by 100 meters. 这个会议室的大小大约是50公尺乘以100公尺。 它的形容词是去掉字尾的ly变成 approximate, 例如 the approximate cost of remodeling the kitchen is $5,000. 整修厨房的费用大约是5000块美金。 最后我们看的是 allergic 这个形容词。 allergic 是指过敏的或者是敏感的。 若要说明对什么过敏的话，是用to 这个介系词。 例如 Dylan is allergic to berries. Dylan 对浆果类过敏。 它的名词是 allergy, A-L-L-E-R-G-Y。 例如 Joseph suffers from the allergy to pollen. He can't stop sneezing and coughing in the spring. Joseph 对花粉过敏，春天的时候他会不停地打喷嚏和咳嗽。And now let's get back to our teachers.
All I need is 10 to 25 drops of this eucalyptus oil.
What are you doing, Rebecca?
Well, I'm making some natural mosquito repellent.
Oh, that's so cool.
And some sunflower oil. Here, smell it.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, I got some on my nose. The mosquito's not going to touch my nose now. Right now, it's time for us to join the guys in the information cloud as they talk about the three little letters ETC.
There we go. Now I need a little bit of oil.
Today, let's take a look at a phrase that's often misused, etc.
Etc., usually abbreviated ETC, comes from the Latin et, meaning and cetera, meaning the rest. So, etc. literally means and the rest.
Many people find it very convenient to just tag this three-letter abbreviation onto the end of a list.However, there are some rules we need to keep in mind when we use etc.
Okay, first of all, we should not use etc. after a list that is already complete.
Right, that would be meaningless. Next, don't use etc. in reference to people. It can only be used with places and things.
And finally, avoid etc. after a list with insufficient information,as to what else may be included. In other words, etc. should only be used with things of the same class.
Okay, here's an example. Please bring a banana, a hammer, a cell phone, etc. Why does etc. not work here? Simple, these are not items of the same class.
That's right. A banana, hammer, and cell phone have nothing in common.If someone left this note for me, I'd have a hard time figuring out what else I'd need to bring.
ETC 这三个字母代表 etc. etc. 是拉丁文表示以及其他的事物，也就是等等的意思。但它和中文的等不完全一样。中文的等往往是列举了全部的项目以后用来加强语气。比如说，中国有春节、端午节、中秋节等三大节日。那这个等呢就不能够用 etc. 因为 etc. 只能够用于部分列举，它代表还有其他没有列举出来的项目。另外 etc. 只能用来指事物，不能指人。而最重要的是 etc. 必须用于同类型的事物。如果一个清单上写着 Please bring a banana, a hammer, a cell phone, etc. 后面就加上一个 etc. 那就毫无意义，因为香蕉、铁锤跟手机是三样完全不相干的东西，读者要怎么样推断以及其他的事物是哪些事物呢？ etc. 很好用，但也很容易被误用。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
All right, so make sure that the repellent that you use is okay to use on your skin.The last thing we read here is don't let your fear of mosquitoes or chemicals keep you indoors this year. Is there another word for fear, Rebecca?
Oh, yes. I actually think of the word phobia.
Bingo.
If you're afraid of something, then we can also use the word phobia. Now, what are some other ways that we can use this phrase?
Yes.
Look at
this.
This
is a picture of a spider. Do you know the technical term for a fear of spiders, Rebecca?
Gabe, tell me, what is it?
Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia?
That's right.
That is a mouthful. That's a big word. Try saying that 15 times.
Okay, arachnophobia, arachnophobia. Not right now. But a lot of people have arachnophobia. Now, what about acrophobia? Do you know what that is, Rebecca?
Acrophobia. That is a fear of...fear of...
Up high, being up high.
Heights!
Yes, right,
fear of heights.
Do you have acrophobia? There are so many other phobias out there, we don't have the time to talk about them all, but right now, let's enjoy a review skit.
Warm weather is right around the corner.
Yeah, and you know what that means.
Mosquitoes are just around the corner, too. It's time to protect yourself from those disease-carrying pests.
Yeah, but there are so many products out there. How do I choose a safe and effective repellent?
You don't.
But these mosquitoes are eating me alive.
So, let's make our own natural repellents.
Can we do that?
Of course. Repellents are easy to make. And you can choose chemical-free ingredients.
So, what ingredients should we use?
We'll start with essential plant oils.
Such as?
Lemon eucalyptus, or citronella, or cinnamon.
Okay, which one is best?
Lemon eucalyptus is considered the most effective.
Okay, let's start with that.
Okay, mix about 25 drops of the oil with approximately 2 spoonfuls of alcohol or cooking oil.
And then what?
Then rub the mixture into the skin.
Great. A natural mosquito repellent.
Yeah, no more mosquitoes.
Oh, no. I'm itching all over.
Oops. It looks like you're allergic to it.
Huh? Allergic to the repellent?
Yes. Well, at least the mosquitoes are gone.
Oh.
You know, it's mid-March, and warmer weather is just around the corner. And that means mosquito season is soon upon us, too. So we want to protect ourselves, but how do we know which product is safe and effective? It might be good to make your own natural repellent. They're easy to make, and to get, choose chemical-free ingredients and control the amount you use. Begin with an essential oil, such as lemon eucalyptus, citronella, or cinnamon, something like that. In nature, these oils inherently repel mosquitoes. So just mix 10 to 25 drops of your chosen essential oil with approximately 2 soup spoons of alcohol or cooking oil, like sunflower or vegetable oil. Rub the mixture onto your skin before going outside. Remember to test a small drop to make sure you aren't allergic to it before rubbing it all over. And even though the ingredients are natural, you know, you never really know. So don't stay indoors because you're afraid of mosquitoes or chemicals. Go outside and enjoy yourself.
Oh, this mosquito bite hurts so bad.
Gabe, that doesn't work. Try some of this natural ointment.
Okay.
Here you go.
Hey.
It's better, isn't it?
That feels nice.
Oh, Gabe, calm down.
I'm becoming a mosquito.
Gabe, calm down. Well, everyone, I hope that you've enjoyed learning about natural mosquito repellents. We have more for you next time right here in Studio Classroom. Gabe, calm down.